The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey, it is the 15-minute morning show, and I'm done. Sorry.
Don't pull an Elvis.
What?
How are you done?
I know how Elvis feels now. You host the show the entire day. You don't want to have to talk anymore. This is exhausting. Actually, it wasn't that bad. You guys really helped carry the load, so thank you so much.
Hey, you did a great job.
Now everybody chips in. I think everybody jumps in. And I got to say, it was so much easier hosting than I thought because everybody's remote from their home, and it's just difficult to have some sort of connection.
Right.
Exactly, like that right now, trying to figure out when somebody's going to talk and when somebody's done talking and what they're going to say. But you guys are awesome, so thank you so much for making this a team effort.
I'll keep going, Nate. I'm almost there. Keep going.
No, keep going.
Please. I'm almost
oh
there.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a callback to
You're
yesterday's
disgusting.
Podcast?
You're disgusting.
Froggy, need 5 more seconds.
Just a couple more. I'm almost
what is
there.
Wrong
Don't stop.
With
Don't
you?
Stop.
Now, okay, so you see everybody with us in the Zoom room. If you're listening to this, then here's who's here. Froggy and Nate and Danielle and Scotty B and, of course, Gandhi and Garrett. And I believe David Brody, you finally hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Through the phone. Only through the phone. So that's
that
it's good
Look
enough.
Look at Brody's pool. He's got a nice
Look at
pool.
That.
Dude, what is
yeah,
that?
Brody, it's all cleaned up. Did you already clean up everything?
Yeah, it took me an hour and a half yesterday to get the forest out of my pool.
Nice.
See, I have trees over the pool.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. High class problem. Got to clean out the pool.
I know. I was going to say, it's a first world problem. It's a nice one
to
have.
What are we going to do, Clarence? What are we going to do? We got to clean out the pool.
Get the trees out of the pool.
This is the absolute first time I'm seeing Brody's pool.
And this is the closest you'll ever get.
And it's the last time you're going to see his pool.
As podcast partners, that I would have seen his pool sooner than today in a Zoom room.
He thinks you're dripping in the vids. Well,
he doesn't want you there.
Yeah.
Let him know.
Scary dripping in the vid. So earlier in the show, in the big show, in the on-demand show, if you want to listen to that podcast, Scary at some point starts beatboxing so Froggy can rap. And it wasn't until we went to commercial, I'm like, holy shit, I'm covered in Scary's spittle. So I am now covered in coronavirus.
Explaining what a beatbox is, first of all. So a beatbox is when you make the music with your mouth, see?
Right.
So it requires getting right up onto a microphone and doing something like a pfft.
No,
don't do it again.
Stop it, man.
Elvis Duran plays the hits on his birthday. I hope he doesn't get the shits.
Well, that's how it was supposed to go, but it never made it to air that way.
Hey,
can I ask a question? How far are you sitting from him that his spittle is reaching
Okay.
You?
Mr. Drama Queen over here.
Oh, boy.
He's on the other side of the damn room.
Your fucking spittle has a range of like a thousand.
It flies.
Come on. Your spittle can go at least 40 feet, Scary.
Scary spittle has wings. It's like Red Bull.
There's no way that I'm hitting you from here.
You're projecting it.
It's floating.
It's like a
this
sneeze.
Whole fucking room is filled with COVID.
You really think that I can shoot my shot that far?
Oh, hello, ladies.
Got a call back to yesterday, too?
We're not going back to yesterday, Gary. No.
Let's call Robin and ask her.
You know what? So Scary was saying earlier that we were talking about another person who's in the building, and Scary's like, oh, That person is way worse than me. They show no care for the vid. I am the safest person around compared to this person. And I'm like, how bad must they be? Like, what are they doing? Because every time I see Scary, he's out and doing stuff. So what is this person doing that is so much worse?
They're like hanging out in the coronavirus war.
Yeah, I mean, what are they?
Right.
Scary said, quote, they're licking homeless people. That's what he said.
By the way, as this is going on, we have a POV of Brody dead.
Hey, what the fuck happened?
Brody, you okay?
Brody, can you hear us?
Brody.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
What did you do?
It looked like you were laying on
the
ground.
What are you doing?
I had to adjust the settings on my phone. I'm all good.
Oh, okay. That's what I do when I have to pick my nose. I move it out of the way. I'm like, yeah, I gotta say, yeah, hold on a second. Yeah.
Oh, I do the same thing.
My booger, all right, I'm
if out. I want to do something weird or like eat, it turns to that immediately.
Oh, that's
what you do during commercial breaks.
Is that what's going on when we see the screens start changing? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's good to know. So you're either rubbing one out or picking one out.
Oh,
who said rubbing one out? Nobody said rubbing one out.
Well, Brody could be doing that right now. So could Garrett.
No, I'm hands free. Hello.
No, Garrett's right. Yesterday's 15-minute morning show.
Okay. What the hell were we going to talk about today?
Well, you know what? Hold on. So did you know that today is National Underwear Day? And
really?
So it's funny. So I lay my clothes out the night before because I don't want to disturb Lisa sleeping in the morning. But last night I was in such a hurry to go to bed that I forgot to put underwear out. So this morning I had to, no underwear until Lisa woke up. And so I woke up and I see Diamond sends an email that says, it's National Underwear Day. But I had no underwear on. Like, what are the chances of all days I don't wear underwear? It's on National Underwear Day. But I have since fixed that problem.
Oh, good to know. So any skid marks in shorts?
No, dude, come on. No, I have the tushy, bro. There's no skid marks anymore.
Yeah. Oh, so wait, there were skid marks before when you didn't have the tushy?
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Clarify.
Nate, Brody, Scary, Garrett, are you guys willing to admit that sometimes you don't get all the cleanup done on the aisle, and every now and then there will be a little mark or two?
Well, I used to have that problem, but now I use these wet wipes. Do you guys don't have flushable wipes?
Yes. Oh no, I do.
No, you're not supposed to flush them. You're really not supposed to flush the flushables.
Where
they're not good to flush.
They
say flushable, but technically they say they're not good to flush. You can clog things.
Oh, so if
it
says it's edible, you shouldn't really eat it.
Right.
Like Play-Doh.
Just Google it, guys. Don't flush the flushable.
So what are you supposed to do with it?
Throw it in the garbage.
Your bathroom's going to smell like a pile of shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
I thought you had the tushy.
If you got the tushy, underwear though.
What?
Right.
The thing is, Gandhi, I have a choice between a skid mark or a flushable,
right,
that shit's going down the fucking toilet, okay?
Now, let me ask you a question. Wait. So, our ass, okay, we have different parts, men and women.
Up front.
When it comes to the front. When it comes to the back, we all have the same parts.
Right.
Gandhi and I don't have any kind of skid marks on our underwear. So what makes us different from men when you've got the same thing going on back there?
Holding your farts.
I can answer that.
Oh, Brody wants it.
I can answer that.
Go ahead, Brody.
Okay, go ahead, Brody.
The difference between men and women is men admit it, women lie about it and pretend they don't do it. That's the difference.
Right.
Nope. Sorry, I tell you.
Hold on.
I'll tell you anything.
I'm still shocked that you don't flush flushable 100%. Wipes. Like, they're called flushable wipes for a reason.
Yeah, this
You're
is
not supposed to. Let me look at this up.
Somebody got paid a lot of money to invent those things, and now you're saying they failed.
Now, I understand if you're on a septic tank, maybe you can't do it because that's bad. But if you're on a sewer line, and they're flushable. I think they disintegrate in water eventually.
I think
there's ones that
it says
plumber.
They may be called flushable wipes, but wastewater experts say you should not flush them. They don't break down. Instead, they clog pipes and they cause major damage.
All right, Froggy. Here's what you do. Yeah. You take the flushables, you put them in a styrofoam container, and you throw them out.
Oh, yeah, that's great for the environment.
Wait, I'll take it a step further. I think you guys have probably been to a country that they don't flush toilet paper, period. So yes. I can't remember where it was, but they had a bin next to the toilet, and I'm like, what's this? It doesn't look like a trash can. I'm like, oh, no, you have to put your toilet paper in there.
Ew.
I'm like, you just have shitty toilet paper next to the fucking toilet?
Dude, that's disgusting.
That is so fucking gross.
Dude.
So, yes, they do it in certain countries. Yes, Garrett.
We have, like, these very organic-esque friends. So when we had Hudson, our first kid, they gave us reusable diapers.
No, dude.
Reusable, expecting us to use reusable diapers. And
the ones that you wash?
The ones you're supposed to, like, after they poop in it,
I'm
you're
not
supposed
putting
to
that in my washing machine. Then you got a washing machine full of shit. What's that? I mean, I'm supposed to wash my clothes in there later. Oh yeah, sure.
But they're cheaper and they're better and they're more clean. Because diapers are expensive.
Right,
Daniel, diapers are expensive.
Question. Would you open the lid of your washing machine and take a shit in there and wash your clothes? No. Okay, then that's what you're doing.
You're supposed to clean the poop. You're supposed to clean most of the poop off first.
You can't get it all off.
Dump it in the toilet. You put some of it in the toilet and put it in. You people. Men.
They're so lazy. That's why they have skid marks, because they're lazy.
Right.
Brody?
Yes.
I said, according to Danielle, you don't put dirty clothes in a washing machine, even though they're washable.
Right. You clean
That's
them.
Not what I
That's
said.
Right.
Not what I said.
Also, you just buy brown or black underwear, and they don't have to worry about skid marks anymore.
Hey, that's a good point, Brody.
Please.
I got a
now
question.
I know too much about you, Brody.
Is this a free? Is this a free for all, free form thing here, or no?
I guess so.
Okay. Here we go.
No. Somebody, I got a complaint.
Everybody,
yesterday.
Put your seatbelt on. Holy shit, we don't know where we're going now.
I got a complaint. They're like, hey,
I have to ask that after we've been talking about shitting in a washing machine.
It was
machine.
A critique. They've been watching these, and again, if you're listening to this podcast, know that the video version is available. We have a Brady Bunch style thing going on Zoom. Now, here's the thing. They said, Scary, you look like you're half asleep. You're slouching. I'm going to play your mom for this and say, you stand up straight and open your eyes. Now, listen, I can't help the fact that the over part of my eyes blocks out the light. So I just want to let you know that my eyes are open. I am interested. I am paying attention. And I guess I'm going to do this. I'm just going to put... Is that better? Should I do the podcast like this from now on? Look, my eyes are open. Nothing's changed.
No, you look terrifying.
It looks like they're closed.
But you're telling a scary story.
But I don't know how to solve that problem. I don't know. Anything else you guys want to cover?
Is anybody else disappointed? I was hoping Scary was going to say something really fucking inappropriate there.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
I'm really
disappointed. That was boring.
Yeah. Free for all. Who cares? You look like you're sleepy. Move on.
Take a nap.
Hey, guys, I have a question.
Yes.
This morning, around the first hour of the show, first 15 minutes, you were talking about something Scary wanted to talk about, but it was so bad. You said it was too bad for the 15-minute morning
show.
Oh,
no, we can't.
It was that awful.
No, we can't talk about it on the morning show.
No, we can't.
It's so bad.
We can't.
You know what? It's
this
funny.
This would have been the place to do it.
Pooping in the washing machine.
Yeah, it's funny. So we were asked to do some birthday videos for Elvis and whatnot. And so I'm like, there are like certain memories that I'm not allowed to mention on this birthday video. So I had to go through and think, and I thought to myself, like, there are so many things that we do and say that are off limits that I would never be able to repeat anywhere publicly ever. Yeah. So no, that was one of those moments that we cannot repeat publicly what we were talking about with Scary. It was funny, but we're not, but we can't repeat it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brody, you know.
And to be fair,
we can't talk about when the alarm company called. We can't talk about that either, right?
You can talk about that.
Talk about that.
Yeah, the Elvis's diva moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
When in the middle of the show. Go ahead, Brody, you tell the story.
I don't think I want to be the one to do it. Are we allowed?
No, you brought it up.
Fine. No, go ahead.
You brought it up.
Okay. So the Elvis's, are you sure he said we could talk about this?
This is fine. This is fine.
This is okay.
Okay. Elvis's home alarm company called during the show like 3 or 4 times, and they demanded to speak to him because he has the code to shut the alarm off, and nobody else could talk to them. So in the middle of the show, he went into the other studio, and he said, "What do you want to know?" And they said, "Your alarm went off." And apparently they said, "Which house?" And so they said, "New Jersey." And then he said, "Which one?" And so he got very upset because they couldn't identify which house. So they narrowed it down to New Jersey, where at the time he had 2 houses.
Yes, that's right.
So, yeah.
That was David Brody.
Yeah, but that wasn't nearly as bad as what Scary wanted to talk about.
No.
It wasn't just Scary, though. All of us had an experience with what Scary was talking about, which I think probably ended up making it worse.
Right, and they were funny stories, but
there's
stories we can't tell.
Brody, we did talk about it on the Brooklyn Boys podcast at great length.
Oh, so what episode? So people can go listen.
No, I don't want to give that.
No, not going to say.
Nope.
It was something that you and I covered in the last couple of months. That's all, Brody. And it had nothing to do with... Right. Okay, never mind.
All right, we got 15 seconds left.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a
keeping a secret.
Great 15-minute morning show. And until the next one, maybe Elvis will be here. Maybe he won't be. But I had a good time with you guys.
I did, too.
Love you.
See you tomorrow.
Nice job, Nate.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.